الله والصلاة والسلام على رسول الله وعلى سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد كما صليت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد. اللهم علمنا معاشر أمورنا وأعذنا من شرور أنفسنا. من الله تبارك وتعالى created us as the best of all women. من الله تبارك وتعالى made the system of this world that the hardest of imtihanat, hardest of tests were going to be put in the end of the world. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, when he came, when he mentioned at one such stage that between me and Qiyamah is like this, meaning there's hardly anything left now, this is the end. At the same time he mentioned that from the time of Nabi Adam alayhi salam, Allah did not create a trial, a tribulation as severe as what is known as the fitan of Dajjal. And then he also mentioned that if he has to come out, it will be in my ummah that he is going to come out. Sahaba radiallahu would become worried, especially when they would hear the powers of Dajjal. They would hear from Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. The Jews themselves were telling them. They would not call him Dajjal. The Jews would say, when our Savior is coming, when our Master is coming, then so powerful he will be that his head will be in the sky, his legs will be in the ocean. Sahaba radiallahu anhu wondered that with such a force, how will the people of Iman manage to fight against it? Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, when he saw them, sometimes he would warn them of the Dajjal. But whenever he would see that they're getting scared, and he would explain to them, there's nothing to be scared about. He says, if I'm around in that era, I will be the one giving the answers. Whatever he will say, I'll reply back. And he said, and if I'm not around, then Allah is there for my ummah. Then Allah is there for my ummah. Allah made it that the people at the end of this ummah were going to get the opportunity to wage that battle which even the people at the beginning of this ummah did not wage. Well, Allah in Quran spoke about that there is a group which are called أُولَٰئِكَ الْمُقَرَّبُونَ. In Surah Al-Waqiyah, Allah speaks of the people of Jannah. فَأَصْحَابُ الْمَيْمَنَةِ مَا أَصْحَابُ الْمَيْمَنَةِ. That what can I explain to you will be the condition of the people on the right at Jannah. Ulama mentioned why right, meaning they will receive the book of deeds in their right hand, that's one meaning. And Allah Tawarakala says, and then there will be the people of the left. How can I even describe them? Those that will get their book of deeds in their left, may Allah save us all. Then Allah Tawarakala said, and then there is wassabiqoon. There's a group that will just be running ahead of all. As-sabiqoon, they are indeed the ones who won the match. أُولَٰئِكَ الْمُقَرَّبُونَ. If only you can understand how close they will be to Allah. Mufassirin write, and it's something to feel, that this group which is running in front of all the others, when the time comes to get their book of deeds, in which hand they're going to get it? They will also get it in the right hand. So they're supposed to be called the people of the rights. But they got a different name. One alim wrote so beautifully, they are those graduates who, after graduating and getting good marks, the government sends their reports to them, or the government gives it in their hands. You are Ashabul Yameen, the people of the right, Mubarak, you passed. And then they are that group who pass with such distinctions, marks, that the teacher doesn't give him the report. The report is secondary. They grab him and they hug him. And they say, you were an honor for the school. You will not be allowed to leave the school. Forget taking the report. You will stay here to now teach. أُولَٰئِكَ الْمُقَرَّبُونَ. You will be kept close. He says, those people don't even talk of reports. For them it is the hug. For them is the one kept close. So as soon as we heard that, for me and you, just to get our book of deeds in the right hand will be like, Allah, this is more than enough. It's supposed to be like that, because me and you, we know our condition. We are not the best of the ummah. But then Almighty Allah made an indication. Allah Tabarakala said, Thullatum minal awwaleen. That of this group that is going to be so close to Allah, who won the match, As-sabiqoon, as-sabiqoon. Allah Tabarakala said, majority of them were in the first era. First era means those around Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Perhaps those that came in the next of the era of the tabi'in, perhaps of the tabi tabi'in, they were the best of the ummah. Then Allah Ta'ala said, but وَقَلِيلٌ مِّنَ الْعَاقِلِينَ. Remember, from the people coming at the ending, there will also be a small amount that will be of this group. What was the reason to say that? Was to say, if you are from the akhir, if you are from the last of this ummah, then you must also see the door is still not closed. The door is open. And when the door is open, it doesn't harm me and you trying to run towards that door. To be amongst the selected, close servants of Almighty Allah is nothing easy. But if there's a door open, why can't we take that step? How will people get that? When times will become more difficult, then when qualities become more extinct, when goodness is like zero in the world, when modesty is not found anywhere, where a person, you might find a person reading Quran, there's a lot, but from the people reading Quran, if you ask one who's clean, you might have one hand picking his hand up, I'm still clean. From the people who are in Darul Uloom, who never smoked, the people, students are a lot, everyone will come for the Jalsa and say, so many students studying Deen. And then we have to ask all the students, is there one of you who have not looked at a girl with an evil eye? And all the hands will be down. We are living in a time where goodness, piety is extinct, zero. At such a time, that one individual, it can be an old person, more important it will be the young person. That is why at the beginning of Surah Al-Kahf starts with this. Fitya, they were a group of youngsters who wanted to be different. They were a group of youngsters who wanted to be different. They were not the children of alims. They were not the children of mashayikh. Their parents were also in the government circles. They were close to the king. They already saw the luxury of the world. Me and you, we lived in luxury. Or we saw luxury. Whatever our financial position is, go around the world, go to war-torn countries, find a person living in a tent, go and see what's happening in the tent. Just hear what we have, Cape Town, which is not so far away. You will enter certain houses, it's only one room. In that one room, the sheikh, the great alim of the town, he sleeps on one side of the room. His entire family could be 7, 8, sleep on the other side of the room. In between, to get some parda, he has put a bookshelf. A bookshelf becomes the parda so that he and his wife can have parda from the children. That one house is the everything. And that is still luxury. For other places in the world, there's no house, there's no roof. We were given it all. But if me and you can think, why can't I become from the people of the cave? A group of youngsters who said, we want to be different. When everyone is going in one direction, I want to just stop and try to walk in the other direction. And everything what happened with this group is what has to happen with the people of the cave. As soon as they said, I want to be different, people told them, why you want to be different? Who said you must be the pious man of the time? Then they were threatened. Then they were told you will be killed. Then they would be told no one has to act pious, be like everyone else. And on everything they said, if we have to behave like the rest, after Allah put inspiration in our hearts, then indeed we are losers. This inspiration comes in all our hearts. There are times that we really feel, I can't carry on how I am. Is this world only to make money? Is this world only to enjoy? Is this world only to get that car, that phone, that girl, that house, and then I die? Then so many have come, they have done it, and they gone. There was a group who had to be different. وَقَلِيلٌ مِّنَ الْآخِرِينَ. On this day of Jummah, I will make the dua, you make the dua. Allah allow me to be from that group. I want to be different. And I want to be from that وَالسَّابِقُونَ السَّابِقُونَ. A group that's winning the race. So to become of the group, if you are a people of the cave, then you will start seeing around me and you a lot of things happening in the world which is not normal for us. Perhaps 100 years ago there was no technology at that time, there was no lights at that time, there was no cars moving and the world changed. People of that era, if they had to come today, they would be shocked. They knew when night comes, it's night. We enter the time when night comes, it's more brighter than day. We just press a button and the lights are on. You want to go far, a journey very far. One hadith had mentioned a time will come where the journey of the year will become a journey of the month. A journey of the month will be a journey of a week. A journey of a week will be the journey of a day. The journey of a day will be in few seconds. A journey of the day in the past, just to understand, when we speak about Ayuwa Musafir, 3 days journey. A journey of the day was about 20, 25, 30 kilos. But to move 30 kilos would take you the whole day. And me and you entered an era, we said, I'm just going around the corner. So we're around the corner, just about 35 kilos. The word of the narration, we found the era. Where the journey of the day will become like just something just burning fast. We entered into what is called the last of the eras. But in the last of the eras, you must be ready also for the biggest of exams. And when an exam comes, then it is not everyone that the examiner allows to answer the final question. Sometimes if the whole paper is easy, and that's what me and you found. We found so many easy questions. Think about our easy questions. We were born with Iman. Perhaps that question, do you recognize your Allah, we were never asked. Because we were born and Adhan was given. Ask that non-Muslim who had to accept Islam, what was that exam question when he had to be told, do you prefer Allah over your family? Do you prefer Allah over your inheritance? Do you prefer Allah over everyone? Are you ready to live alone and die alone? Are you ready never to see your father, mother, siblings ever again? And that individual had to say, I'm ready. Perhaps we never saw that question. We grow up with Iman. And then perhaps the second question, are you ready to live a life of poverty just so that you could get your Jannah? That question never came in our papers. We never really saw poverty. Are you ready to be hungry one day and get little food the next day just so that you can get paradise? We never saw that question. There were questions the people of the past answered and they answered well. وَلَقَدْ فَتَنَّ الَّذِينَ مِنْ قَبْلِهِمْ Allah Ta'ala says, indeed I gave them the exam already. وَلَقَدْ فَتَنَّ الَّذِينَ مِنْ قَبْلِهِمْ Do you now think أَحَسِبَ النَّاسِ أَيْ يَقُولُوا آمَنَّا وَهُمْ لَا يُفْتَنُونَ Do people really think that I just say I believe and you don't have to answer a question? There will be no question, there will be no exam. وَلَقَدْ فَتَنَّ الَّذِينَ مِنْ قَبْلِهِمْ فَلَيَعْلَمَنَّ اللَّهُ الَّذِينَ صَدَقُوا وَلَيَعْلَمَنَّ الْكَاذِبِينَ Allah says, indeed I tested everyone. And it became apparent so that Allah will know who was truthful and who is the liar. That question has to come. Perhaps me and you, perhaps in the few years that are now coming in front, perhaps me and you are going to see one question. Perhaps it might not be the easiest question. But the examiner doesn't let everyone write the hardest. There was something that was meant for me and you, that we were going to find an era where all the signs of the hour have already been found. Allah's Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam spoke about before Dajjal there will be about 3 years of drought. Me and you, we always, when we hear Dajjal, we get excited, like we think it's like a boxing match. There's no boxing match in this. We hear about the Mahdi, we just think about, hey, the war is going to go. I'm way ready for the war. How many slave girls will I get? It's not going to be anything like that. As the time comes, then very few will stand strong. Allah's Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, three droughts before the Dajjal himself. Perhaps what we saw, a drought, 3 years of drought. A drought in the past was known as no rain, so no crops. No crops, so no animals. No animals, no food, everyone dies. But that was a village drought. As we move closer to the end of the time, the whole world becomes what is called one village. So if there's a drought, it has to be a drought that hits the entire world. The world in the past never saw something like that. 1 year of drought, the word year in the Arabic language doesn't mean what me and you call January to December. Year normally means a lengthy period. A day means a broad period. Year means longer. Something where you will feel the pain. Who knows if what we saw 1 year of COVID, who knows if this was just one drought from the three. But if this was one, it means the next is going to be more severe. And the third is going to be more severe. If we could not manage to stand in this one, then you have to worry about number two and number three. After the three doesn't come downhill, it's only going uphill. It will go so much uphill that when Isa alayhi salatu wasalam will come at the end of this entire episode, when he will put his hand on the heads of individuals, he will say to them, may you be blessed in your sabr. May you be blessed in your sabr means, I know what you went through. For you to reach where you reached, it was not easy. This climb is not going to be easy. But there will be a group that will manage this climb. وَقَلِيلٌ مِّنَ الْآخِرِينَ May Allah make us all from that group. Someone has to reach the top. So if all the questions were easy, it should not happen when one question comes difficult, that's when me and you just collapse. How we answered all just to be firm and to draw inspiration from where inspiration has to come, to make the muscle where the muscle has to be grown, instead of just collapsing. What I wanted to speak about today was the first inspiration. We know we are entering an era which is called the burst of the Dajjal. The wildest of eras, the most mad of times, where things will just be going. The wording of the narration is an era where the most tolerant of people will be left confused. يَتْرُكُ الْحَلِيمَ حَيْرَانِ The most tolerant of people will just be, I don't know what happened. We just saw one small glimpse of it when businesses collapsed, when debt came in houses, where people never know what to do. Must I put the scarf? Mustn't I put the scarf? Must I go outside? Must I stay inside? Everyone was in confusion. I need the maid in the house. I need the maid. I'm going to die without the maid. And then the husband will say, but if the maid comes, she'll come with the sickness, we'll all die. So do you bring death or you don't bring death? I need to go to the business, but I'll die. And if I don't go to the business, I'm still going to die. Because where the money will come? Confused. One person is saying, do it that way. The other person is saying, do it this way. Each one is angry with the other. A time where the most tolerant of people also said, I got no answer, what's happening? This is only one. If another has to come, and another has to come, and then it only starts after that where the Dajjal walks on earth. When he's going to walk, there won't be time perhaps for that, perhaps tonight inshallah we will discuss. When he walks on the earth, what will be the condition? What to look out for and what not to think about? Many people who saw cartoons or who saw movies, perhaps a certain thought came in their mind of something called the Dajjal. So they're waiting for that, one monster jumping up and down. I'll see a very ugly face, the young child will say, daddy, daddy, the jar, the crunch. So when you're waiting for something and something else happens, and you get butt from the hole you were never expecting the snake to be in. To understand what's coming in the future, to understand what we are going to see in these few years, COVID, whatever people want to say, Now it's over. May Allah make it that it's over. But the repercussions of COVID is now going to start. And we will see it. And perhaps you will link it, perhaps you won't link it. When World War I came and World War II came, the world saw the war. They saw the bombs. They saw the mighty Ottoman Empire torn into pieces. Everyone cried. Everyone cried. And then it came that the war is finally, finally over. Millions and millions died. Their number is 50 million, but who counted, we don't even know. But whatever, whoever died in those battles of World War I and World War II, the majority were the Muslim army. Although the European history doesn't want to show it, the main purpose of those wars was the Ottoman Empire. It was after that war that the whole world changed. It changed so fast that people were wondering, how did this happen? The Arab lands were cut into pieces. They were divided amongst European powers. No one to stand up. Egypt was a Muslim land. No longer was it a Muslim land. Turkey was the center of the Khilafat. Suddenly Turkey became the enemy of Islam. Everything went haywire. It left the most tolerant confused. After COVID, we have to be ready for new world, new laws. And so fast they will come that the one who doesn't see the flood coming will also just get blown away. But it will not come as a force. It will not come as a bath. It will come with such an attraction that many will run towards it. And that's why this bayan was, that after death, which was put in front as a fear, you're going to die, because man values his life and his wife and his child. After the threat of death, in Arabic there's one sentence, they say, خُذْهُ بِالْمَوْتِ Hatta yarda bil humma. Grab him with death, then you get very happy to have a fever. What it means, example, you take your father's car for a joyride and you bang it in a manner that is not going to get repaired after. Then don't ever phone your father and say, Daddy, there was an accident. But don't worry, I'm okay, only the car is gone. Because when the time your father comes, you won't be okay after that. He will finish you as though the car never finished you. When you make the phone call, you don't say, I'm okay, the car is gone. Say, Daddy, there was an accident. What happened? It was terrible. So much of blood, so much of this. Father is half crying, are you dead, are you dead? Daddy, I just survived, alhamdulillah. Don't worry about the car. You have to learn how to talk. The devil also knows how to talk. Grab with death until they become very happy with fever. COVID grabbed the world with death, with financial problems. You want to ever see another COVID will be the word in the future? Do you want to ever see another COVID? Everyone will say, no way, no COVID. I won't manage it. And then they say, to ensure the world doesn't see another COVID, we'll do this. SubhanAllah, accept it. We will do that, accept it. No, as long as death does not knock at my door anymore, as long as COVID doesn't come, whatever you want, I'm ready for it. Grab him with death until he becomes happy with fever. But when this fever comes, this fever will give us wonderful worldly lives. After COVID, the physical world is going to go up and the spiritual world is going to come flying down. After COVID, the physical world is going to go up and the spiritual world is going to come flying down. Technology will make its boost. Scientists will go in overaction to ensure that there's no sickness left in the world, no virus left in the world. Money will be put in universities, money will be put in scientists, money will be put in new methods of technology, currencies will change, laws will change, everything will change. May Allah make it as all that change is going. Me and you look at it as the people of the cave. And they said, what is carrying on? And they turned around and they said, rather let's go back to the cave. We will have to find our cave of Iman. Already the word is being given out, one currency for Africa. Already the word is being given out that there must not be anything called boy and girl anymore. It must be one. There must be no one looking at the other bad. You must embrace, you must hug, you are all one world. There must be one type of toilet, the boy must enter the toilet, the girl must enter the toilet. You have to be normal. The way you are acting is abnormal. A time is coming when the opposite will be right. And what is right, everyone will look at and say, are you mad? This COVID was just the one blink. And Mubarak to that individual who learns from the first bite. Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, a believer is never bitten from the same hole two times. We got bitten once. When COVID came, it came with such a blast, no one knew what's going on. So whatever had to happen, happened. Everyone went into a wild state, fighting, arguing, accusing. But when the second comes, me and you have to manage it in a better manner. Few minutes, I will give you one or two examples. How we will manage if death has to ever come in front of us again. If ever it has to come as a virus, if ever there has to be another wave, if it comes, then I will think of the words of my Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam. He said, if ever it comes in a small area, then the people of that area, they must not run out. One is they mustn't run away from death. A believer doesn't run away from death. One is, he mustn't take it somewhere else and then those people will say, you brought the sickness to us. So he's not a cause of problems. But if it comes in the whole world, then what do you do? That house in which one individual gets sick, your father, whatever the doctors of the world want to say, our Iman will say to them, my Nabi said to me, if I am in the same house where it happens, I must not run out. Ulama have mentioned why. They said if everyone has to run out who's healthy, who's going to look after the sick? Who's going to look after? We were bitten one time from that hole where the act which a child would never have done, to hand his father over to somebody else and say, that daddy, I love you, but I'm scared I'm going to die. And he did it. And later on we had to go to those houses and give the salli when the person cried and he said, I don't know if my father died in a park state or in a nabak state. I was not there, I couldn't be there. Sometimes he even said, I could be there but I never wanted to be there. We do not want the tears to come again. We will be different from the whole world. Our attitude will be different. Our manner will be different. When people on top will talk, we will say, you talk for the rest. Because above you, we already have someone who spoke to us already. The one on top, you talk for the rest. Because above you, we have the one who spoke for us already. We got Allah and we got the Rasul of Allah. We got guidelines in everything. We are strong in faith, we are strong in body. We will walk and we expect that it is going to get harder. When my Nabi told me of the Dajjal, he never say like how the father told his child, watch out for the boogeyman. And then the child runs under the blanket and he's scared. When Allah's Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam spoke to me and you about the Dajjal, he never speak to tell us be scared. He said be prepared. He never meant be scared, he meant be prepared. He said understand who your enemy is and walk towards your enemy. Take your power, don't run from the battle, walk through the battle. This is Surah Al-Kahf. I wanted to mention a few pages from it, but there is no time, inshallah. Perhaps tonight we will discuss. Me and you all know Surah Kahf. We heard about it when we were small. We heard about the ahadith that so strong and mighty the surah is. The individual who will recite it on a Friday, even if he finds the Dajjal in front of him, he will not harm him. The hadith mentions if he finds the fire of the Dajjal and he recites Surah Kahf, even 10 verses, as the fire became cool for Ibrahim alayhi salam, the fire of the jar will become cool for him. We heard about 10 verses, first 10, middle 10, end 10, we heard of the whole surah. It will create a barrier around you. You read the whole surah, it will go to the skies surrounding you. For one entire week you are protected. If we are moving in that direction, it is time to come back to our powers. Hold on to the surah from now till that day, and you will see where everyone else will submit. But the barakah of the surah, there's no time to explain it. I'll give you one dream. One alim in a dream saw that the Dajjal was walking towards him. And many people were standing with him. Many. But as the Dajjal came closer, all fell in sajda. Falling in sajda means they all submitted to whatever he wanted. The alim never wanted to submit. But looking at the power of the Dajjal is wondering, how will me one person fight against the shaitan? As coming closer, closer, he started getting scared, and inspiration came in his mind. What about Surah Kahf? May Allah give me and you that inspiration. He began reading it, and he saw the Dajjal in front of him falling to the ground. Everyone else submitted through the barakah of the surah. He did not submit, the evil had to submit. It will be this Mubarak surah. It will be our Mubarak Quran, our Mubarak Deen. May Allah make it that it makes me and you the unique people of this era. وَقَلِيلٌ مِّنَ الْعَاقِلِينَ. There will be a few at the ending who will be unique. May Allah make us all amongst that few. وَآخِرُ دَعْوَانَا الْحَمْدُ لِلَّهِ.